It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, and we're going to turn our attention to Big Stone Therapies here in Madison. We have in the studio with us Autumn Runglin. Autumn's an occupational therapist, and Amanda Heinrich. Amanda is the physical therapist. So we got Autumn and Amanda into the studio here. Nice names. Welcome.
Thank you.
How's it going?
Good.
All right. So I'm going to start out with you, Amanda. What are we going to talk about today?
Today we are going to talk about LSVT Big, which is a treatment program that was designed specifically for individuals with Parkinson's disease.
Okay. Maybe let's explain a little bit about what that exactly is then.
Yeah, so LSVT Big, it stands for Lee Silverman Voice Treatment. And she was an older female who was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And her family expressed concerns to her doctor, if only we could understand her and hear her. Mm-hmm. And so back in the 1980s, this doctor went and did some research, and he came up with this program for Lee Silverman and worked with her on voice treatments to help improve the quality of her speech and the sound of her speech. Okay. And so based upon that, they developed the LSVT Big portion, which is directed more towards movements of the body that physical therapy and occupational therapy can help with.
Okay. And that helps with your speech?
Both.
Oh, both.
Yep.
Okay.
So it helps with speech if they are being seen usually by their speech therapist, and then they will do the big portion, and they're also seen in conjunction with their occupational therapist and physical therapist.
Okay. Got it.
Yep.
And Autumn Runglin is an occupational therapist, and so how do you work with that then, Autumn?
So there's part of the program that they do, so it's four times a week, and then we have a certain exercises that we both do with both physical therapy and occupational therapy, and then specifically I look more at the fine motor movements. So with Parkinson's disease, sometimes the movements get smaller, so people have a lot of difficulty with doing buttons or writing with those smaller movements. So I work on helping work with the neuroplasticity of the brain to help recalibrate so that we can create larger movements that would normalize into what would look like a normal movement. Same with arm swings. Sometimes people with Parkinson's, they become smaller and they don't move or even swing their arms like when they're walking. Mm-hmm. And same with like when they're reaching. So we might work on functional tasks that include like reaching up into a cabinet to get something or doing a big enough reach to put on your shirt or your coat, mm-hmm. those kind of movements.
Educate me a little bit on Parkinson's disease a little bit. That's a muscle disease, right?
Or it's a neurological disease.
Okay.
Yep. So Parkinson's disease in the United States, there are 60,000 new cases every year.
Wow.
And there are currently 1 million people who have Parkinson's disease. They are not exactly sure what causes it, but it's a neurological disorder, and it affects the neurons in the brain, which produce dopamine. Mm. So dopamine is a neurotransmitter, which means that it's responsible for sending messages between the brain and the nerves to tell your muscles what to do. And so if that neurotransmitter is not sending accurate signals, it leads to abnormal movements.
Okay.
And so usually symptoms develop gradually, and they can vary in one person to another. But like Autumn kind of touched on earlier, some of the symptoms that they might experience are slow movements, small movements, problems with balance and gait, and then rigidity or stiffness in their limbs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that the same as Lou Gehrig's disease, a famous New York Yankee baseball player? Nope, that's a different thing.
That one's different.
Okay, that one's different. All right. Well, see, I'm learning something every day. So, all right, what else do you have there in front of you there for information? Autumn?
We can go over a little bit more of kind of what the LSVT program looks like and kind of guide you through of like what a typical treatment would look like. So. Sure. The program is designed to be delivered in 60 minutes. And then it's 4 days out of the week for 4 weeks, so a total of 16 visits.
Okay.
Typically what we do is we divide it up, since we're both looking at the gross motor movement. They're looking at more of the walking movements, the bigger movements, while I'm looking at more fine motor, but usually it's 2 days of OT and 2 days of physical therapy.
Okay.
And then during those, they do, we do specific kind of neuroplasticity exercises to help create bigger movements of the arms, the legs, rotation of the pelvis. And then every session, you have daily homework that you give out for the 30 days of the month, as well as you have to do the daily exercises that we start the treatment with.
Okay.
You're supposed to do those at home once on your own. So let's say if we saw you in the morning, we would expect that you would do those in the afternoon or the evening sometime.
Okay.
To get that calibration.
Okay.
So if you think of somebody who has like had a stroke, for example, the more that they can practice and do something, the quicker your rehab and your recovery is going to be. You know, it's based on neuroplasticity, that nerves can regenerate and they can regrow. But the more you do something over and over and over again, the better your rehab potential is going to be.
Okay.
And so that neuroplasticity applies with this treatment program as well. And so you do have to be certified as a provider to do this. You can't just say, I'm going to do LSVT big and do a few of the exercises. It's a specific protocol that you follow and have to do. And the whole idea behind it is that neuroplasticity, that you have to practice it several times.
So repetition, do it all the time, huh?
Yep.
All right. I don't know if I'd be good at that.
It's not so bad. We do it with you.
Okay. All right. As if you're just tuning into Wellness Wednesday, we're visiting with Autumn Runglin, occupational therapist, and Amanda Heinrich, physical therapist here from Big Stone Therapies here in Madison. And what's the program's name again?
LSVT Big.
Okay.
So because we can't show videos on the radio,
yeah.
It's kind of hard to show some before and afters.
Yeah.
But if you go to the website, it's lsvtglobal.com. There is a link for videos on the top of that website. And if you look at before and after of, you know, how people walk and how people move before they start the program versus how they do at the end of the 4 weeks, it's a very significant difference.
Wow.
Everyone has different outcomes. A lot of it depends on the work and the effort that you put into it outside of therapy too.
Okay.
Because, you know, you'll do it with us in therapy 4 times a week, but you also need to do it on your days off too.
Right. All right. Autumn, you have anything to add here before we wrap things up?
I don't think so. I think another important thing is too, I mean, we can meet you at every level that you're at. So we can modify the exercises. So let's say if your balance really isn't that great, we can modify it with doing seated exercises. Or if it's still a higher up, we could do it with modifying it with a chair. If the patient is very progressed, maybe they're wheelchair bound, you can still do the exercises, but you can do them modified in bed. So there's different levels that us therapists can meet each person on in different levels. You don't have to be out walking in the community to be doing them.
Mm-hmm.
We can kind of get at every single level that a person is at for their Parkinson's.
Amanda, any final thoughts there? Nope, we're good.
I don't think so.
I think we covered that well. You guys did great. Well, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks.
Autumn Runglin and Amanda Heinrich from Big Stone Therapies. Now we're going to visit with Melissa Drobny from Big Stone Therapies here in Madison. And Melissa is a, I got some initials here next to your name, Melissa, MS.CC/SLP. And what's that stand for, Melissa?
I have my Master of Science, and it's stating that I have my Certificate of Clinical Competency in Speech-Language Pathology.
Okay, that's a long title there, Melissa. All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
We've just visited with Autumn and Amanda, and now we're going to pick up the subject with you. And so you deal with people that have Parkinson with the speech part of it, right?
Yes. Okay. The LSVT loud portion of the program was developed to treat speech of individuals with Parkinson's disease and other neurological conditions. It was originally developed for just Parkinson's, but now there is research out that says it can also help people that have Parkinson-like symptoms or other neurological conditions such as supranuclear palsy or stroke or multiple sclerosis.
Oh, okay.
Most recently, they've expanded to treatment of children that have cerebral palsy or Down syndrome as well.
Okay. So a patient comes to you, how do you work with them then, Melissa? What do you do?
First of all, I do an evaluation and look at their symptoms. Some symptoms that you might notice with a person that has Parkinson's, maybe a change in their posture. You'll definitely notice decreased loudness in their voice. They'll talk very softly, and they may state that they actually have some trouble swallowing or they're having difficulty articulating their speech sounds clearly.
Okay. And so how do you, what kind of exercises do you do with them that for this?
The program itself has different sections. We work to increase their loudness because that's the main area with Parkinson's that's affected. The individual doesn't realize that they're talking softly. They may think they're shouting. So the main part of treatment is to recalibrate, retrain them, retrain their brain to say, okay, this is actually how loud I am. Mm. And I can be louder without hurting myself or other individuals' hearing. And it teaches them a healthy way to raise their voice so that they're not straining their vocal cords.
Okay.
We do that through developing functional phrases that they practice each day and doing scales and prolongations of vowels, as well as getting them exercises that are specific to them. Maybe it involves stating certain sentences or paragraphs, reading information that's relevant to them, things that they enjoy.
Okay.
If somebody enjoys working outside, we may give them a reading passage that has to do with gardening or something.
Oh, nice.
Just so that they stay motivated to continue with the program, because the longer they do this, even though the program itself is 4 weeks, they're still going to have daily homework, and they're going to want to practice at least 15 minutes a day, even after therapy ends.
Okay. And that's the big thing, to get people to do it on their own, I would guess.
Yes. If they follow up and keep doing the exercises, even after they're done with the therapy, the LSVT has been shown to last, the results of it can last up to 2 years. And then if they come back in for tune-up sessions, those sessions don't have to be as long.
Okay. All right. Real good. Well, I'm in radio, and I'm always loud. Maynard and I are loud. Can you teach us to be a little more quiet? Have us do some exercises?
Maybe.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to mention there, Melissa?
I think that covers it.
Okay. How long have you been with Big Stone Therapies, Melissa?
12 years.
12 years. You enjoy your work?
Yes, okay. Very much so.
What do you like about it?
I enjoy seeing people, the changes that they can make with therapy, and just helping them to be successful with their speech and communication.
Okay. All right. Real good, Melissa. Well, very helpful information there. And now when we get off the air here, you can work with Maynard and I. With okay?
Yes.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Melissa.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It. That's Melissa Drobny. Melissa is a speech-language pathologist with Big Stone Therapies. And that's been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.